clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved. God is gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises, for God is the King over all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. Father in heaven, we give your name the praise and the glory on today. We thank you, Lord God, for just another opportunity just to come before your throne and to give your name the praise and the glory that you deserve. We thank you, Lord God, for just being faithful to us. Lord God, we are so undeserving sometimes. Lord God, we don't always keep your commandments. We don't always do right. But Lord God, you have proven yourself, Lord God, that you are greater than we are. Oh Lord God, your goodness is everlasting and your truth endureth unto all generation. We thank you, dear Lord God, that you're willing to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all our unrighteousness. Lord God, when we ask, we thank and praise you, Lord God, that you are there for us. And Lord God, regardless of what we're up against, we know, Heavenly Father, that you are greater. And Father in heaven, we lift up and magnify your most holy, precious, and righteous name on today. Because Lord, it's you who are keeping us. We are not keeping ourselves. We acknowledge you, Lord God, for your greatness. We acknowledge you, Lord God, for your power. We acknowledge you, Lord God, for your majesty. We acknowledge you, Lord God, hallelujah, for being, Lord God, above all, Lord God. Hallelujah. And Lord God, there is none beside you. And Lord God, as we come before you on today, we ask of you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will remember each and every one of your people. Touch one by one and name by name. Lord God, meet all of their needs. For Lord God, you know what we have need of even before we ask. And Lord God, I pray and ask of you, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord God, that you will look upon your people everywhere. Oh Lord God, deliver the oppressed. Lord God, set captives free. Father in heaven, renew hearts and minds. Lord God, I pray that you would encourage, Lord God, your people. And Lord God, just cause, Lord God, somebody who's out there, Lord God, who haven't made up their mind. Lord God, come, Lord God, before the throne and the altar of God and cry out, what must I do to be saved? Lord God, we know that you're everything that we need and more. And Lord God, we look to you who is the author and the finisher of our faith and just say, have your way. Move how you want to move in our lives. And Lord God, I pray and ask of you, Lord God, in Jesus' name, as the word go forth on today, Lord God, you be magnified, you be praised, you be lifted up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus and before the eyes of your people. And Lord God, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Truly we give honor and praise, amen, to our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ on today. Amen. Just thanking and praising God for another day. Amen. That he's made another day that he has allowed us to see. Hallelujah. And truly we can all say, if it had not been, amen, for the Lord on our side Amen. None of us would know where we would be today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I thank and praise God for his mercy each and every day. Amen. That I wake up. Glory to God. Because we were all wretches undone. Glory to God. But it is because, amen, of God's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. They're new every morning. Amen. And our testimony is, great is thy faithfulness, Lord God, to each and every one of us. Praise the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory for the great things he has done. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. I greet you in love and in the name of our precious Savior, Jesus Christ. Glory to God. And just, amen, so excited on today. Amen. For another day, praise God, that he has allowed me to see. Amen. And today we will be found in the book of Psalm 63, verses 6 and 7. Again, that's the book of Psalm, amen, 63. And I will begin to read in your hearing, starting at verse 6 and ending with verse 7. And it reads, "When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice." Praise God. May God bless us through this, the reading of his holy word. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. In this scripture that was penned by David in Psalm 63, he reflects on the wonders of God while he was in the wilderness of Judah. And in 1 Samuel chapters 20 through 23, we learn of David's perils while he was on the run from a very deranged king named Saul. Saul was in hot pursuit of David and trying to kill him after he was divinely rejected by God as king. Saul, as we know, was self-willed, and because of his incomplete obedience in following the Lord's commandments, the Lord sent the prophet Samuel to inform Saul that his kingdom shall not continue. Samuel declared, "The Lord have sought him a man after his own heart, and the Lord have commanded him to be captain over his people, because thou hast not kept that which the Lord commanded thee." The Lord made David his choice to be the next king. He sent Samuel to the house of Jesse the Bethlehemite and instructed him to fill his horn with oil, saying, "I have provided me a king among his sons." So Samuel traveled to Bethlehem and prepared a sacrifice to the Lord. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons and called them to the sacrifice. The scripture says, "And it came to pass that when they were come, that he looked on Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him." Now Eliab was the eldest son, and at first glance, Samuel assumed that he had to be the one. Perhaps he based it on have refused him. "For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on," asked, "are here all thy sons?" And Jesse said, "There remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep." And Samuel said unto Jesse, "Send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he cometh hither." So David was brought before Samuel, and there stood a young boy that had a beautiful countenance, and he was goodly to look upon. And the Lord said, "Arise, anoint him. This is he." The scripture says in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13, "Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward." Understand, David was God's choice. And when you are God's choice, no validation is needed from man. At the time of his choosing, David may not have had a kingly appearance, but the Lord spoke to Samuel beforehand, saying, "For I have provided me a king among his sons." This indicated that the person of his choosing would be shaped and groomed by God himself. 2 Corinthians chapter 10:18 says, "For not he that commendeth himself is approved, but whom the Lord commendeth." When your position or office in ministry has been validated by God, you do not have to concern yourself with other people's opinion about you or what they have to say about you. When Jesus asked the disciples, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" they responded, saying, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. But that is what men say." Jesus was and is the Christ, the Son of the living God. He was despised and rejected of men, but anointed, appointed, and approved by God. People of God, it is not who men say that you are. It is who God says that you are. And one of the common errors that I have witnessed in the church is the practice of bestowing titles on people to whom they don't belong. This is not to say that God does not use leaders in this capacity, because by example, he used Samuel, he used the Apostle Paul, and he used Jesus to call out and ordain the 12 apostles. I'm talking about people that go from church to church that erroneously tell people that they were called to certain offices and they were not ordered to do so by God in the first place. As a result, there are people in the church trying to perform in that office or live up to the expectations of what someone told them that they were. But it is time for them to get off the crazy train and be who God wants them to be. The Lord not only calls you, but he commissions you. And that commissioning can only come from him. So stop trying to be what men say that you are and be who God called you to be. In this instance, David's seven brothers may not have liked being overlooked, but there was nothing that they could do about it. The Lord set his anointing on David, and he did not seek anyone's counsel, not even Samuel's influence his decision. When the Lord anoints you, the mark is there, and only he can remove it. And when you are anointed, it is not about proving yourself to people. It is about God proving himself through you and making it known that he is with you. The scripture says that the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul. In 1 Samuel 18 and 12, we learn that Saul was fully aware that the Lord was with David. The scripture reads, "And Saul was afraid of David because the Lord was with him. And and was departed from Saul. By this time, Saul's mental state was unstable, and he became very jealous of David. Proverbs 6:34 declares, "For jealousy is the rage of a man." Solomon wrote in the Songs of Solomon, chapter 8 and 6, "Jealousy is cruel as the grave." And so Saul endeavored to kill David 3 times. And after the 3rd attempt, David fled from the face of Saul. And even after David took flight into the wilderness, Saul continued to pursue him. But the Spirit of God protected David and delivered him from the hand of the enemy. When we consider what David went through in the spiritual sense, we see how the adversary will declare full-on war with those that are identified as God's anointed. The devil is not so much concerned with the ones that he has already subjugated because they are no longer seen as a threat to him. But the anointed of God are considered to be a threat to his kingdom. Therefore, his aim is to bring them down or render them useless before they can fulfill their divine destiny. But if God be for you, who can be against you? The Lord thwarted all of Saul's assassinated attempts, canceled every plot, and loosed David from every snare. And this gives credence to the fact that you cannot kill what God ordained to live. Psalm 105:15 says, "Touch not mine anointed, and do my prophet no harm." And let the record show that it was Saul who departed from this earth before David. So David was acquainted with trouble from his youth. But every time the Lord proved himself faithful and demonstrated that he was greater than David's trouble, through it all, God had brought him through. David knew him as El Shaddai, the Almighty God, who is the nourisher and strength giver. He knew him as Jehovah Jireh, God my provider. He knew him as Jehovah Nissi, the Lord my refuge. He knew him as Jehovah Shalom, the Lord my peace. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. The Lord never failed to let David know that wherever you are, I am there. So in Psalm 63, as David is hiding out in the wilderness, or as the modern day Christians would say, going through his wilderness experience, he began to reflect on the goodness of God and his greatness. And this is what we're talking about today. Amen. We're talking about God is greater. Amen. I didn't give you that subject in the beginning, but this is our subject. God is greater. And for believers, this is very important. No matter what you are going through, no matter how things may seem, always reflect on the greatness of God. He is greater than your problems. He is greater than your circumstances. He is greater than your enemies. Therefore, you don't have to worry about what the enemy is trying to do to you. As it says in Psalms 28:8 concerning the people of God, the Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. The enemy may be plotting to take you down, but guess what? The Lord will take him down first. If you lose sight of the greatness of God, that is when you lose sight of hope. In our scripture text, David said, "When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. This was his personal reflection. He was not talking about what the Lord did for Abraham or what the Lord did for Moses. He remembered how the Lord had helped him. In Psalm 63, verses 3 and 4, he says, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. And here the man of God, who's going through all these perils, he's yet declaring, I'm going to praise him anyhow. I will lift up my hands in thy name anyhow. I will give him the honor and the glory that he deserves anyhow, because God is great and greatly to be praised. From David's example, the message is clear. We must praise God upon every remembrance of him. After experiencing God's power and witnessing the greatness of God, he said, in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice, because you have been my help. When all others failed, Lord, you were there. Praise the Lord. This message comes to remind you that the greatness of God overshadows anything that you are going through. Yes, sometimes we struggle with our emotions or life difficulties, but as the man of God said, all you have to do is remember. There were times in your life when you were at the verge of falling apart, but remember that it was God that held you up. He was your foundation. He propped you up on every leaning side. There were times that you were at your wit's end, but remember, it was God that stepped in, hallelujah, glory to God, to make things bearable. He supported you, changed things around for the better, and relieved you of your pain and suffering. When the world was destined to hell and in need of a savior, amen, we must remember, Harebe Shanda, amen, that it was Garebe Shandara Basikoro Shandara Sa, hallelujah, that sent his only begotten son, Jesus, glory to God, to die for our sins, hallelujah, that whosoever believeth in him, hey, hallelujah, should not perish, Harabashanda, hey, God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, but have eternal life. Amen. God is greater. Amen. And that is something, saints of God, that he wants us, amen, to remember. We know that the world is crazy right now. Every day we wake up, amen, to the madness, amen, that's going on all around us. Amen. Praise God. But remember that God, amen, is greater. Glory to God. In conclusion, amen, I was very moved, amen, by a story that I saw on the news, which is in line with what we are discussing on today. It aired on August 16, amen, 2022, that a 12-year-old boy who's a part of the Little League in Utah, named Easton Oliverson, he had fell from a bunk bed, fracturing his skull. His father was told that there was a 0% chance of recovery. And this little boy had a portion of his skull removed and put back on. And based on what I heard and read about brain surgery, it's risky. But it was said that prayer started to pour in by the thousands. And guess what? On August the 31st, that same little boy that had 0% chance of survival walked out of that hospital. Without question, this was a dire situation. But look at what happens when you direct your attention towards the greatness of God. His father testified on national television, giving praise to our Heavenly Father and acknowledging that it was nobody but Jesus who did this. And in his own words, he said, the power of prayer is real. Then to hear little Easton speak for himself, saying, I know that prayers and blessings has worked. And he asked everyone that know how to pray to keep praying for him. So y'all keep praying for him. As a parent, I know that it could not have been easy to see your child in this condition or to hear such a grim prognosis. But as believers, Jesus must be our first resort. When you turn to him and remember that all power has been given unto him in heaven and in earth, hiya, you'll be able to look past all that you see, glory to God, and be assured, amen, that God is greater. So saints of God, it does not matter what you're going through. Amen. God has the power to see you through. So let the hallelujahs roll. Hey, let the thank you Jesus roll. Let the glory to God roll way down in your sanctified soul. And you declare with all that's within you that I'm coming out of this. This is not my end, but power belongs to God. Victory belongs to God. And greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Glory to God. We can look to him and know, hallelujah, that we're going to make it. Amen. Because God is greater. Glory to God. The enemy wants to defeat us and to make us think, amen, that all is lost. Amen, but the word of God came to let you know that all is not lost. Glory to God, you gonna make it because God says, amen, that you can. Hallelujah, God is greater. Amen, so lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong in battle. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of the who is the King of glory? The Lord. He is the King of glory. Hallelujah and amen. Hallelujah and amen. Hallelujah and amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Remember, saints of God, God is greater. Amen.